In short, I told them, what is so special about today, tonight is the time when this is Tuesday. On Tuesday, Sri Ganesha was born. So they celebrate every fourth day of the moon as the Sri Ganesha's birthday, because he was born on the fourth. But when this fourth falls on a Tuesday, then they think it's a tremendous yoga, because on Tuesday he was born. On Tuesday, this fourth of the day of the month has come. So they just try to worship it as a something special day. Now, I also told them what is the quality of Sri Ganesha, which we see in Christ, and as Christ is the incarnation of Sri Ganesha. Today, remarkable thing is that the third yoga is that today is the birthday of Christ. And the fourth thing, which is very important, is that you all should be here on such and such day on Ganpatipura. So it's very important day, and that's how we have to learn that if you worship Ganpati or if you worship Christ, we should try to think what qualities we have got within ourselves. Now, regarding Jesus Christ, you know him very well, that he always talked of morality, always talked of holiness, of auspiciousness. And all these things, you see, the holiness and the complete cleanliness within your being is to such an extent that he said that thou shalt not have adulterous eyes. So Sri Ganesha also was against the adultery. Any kind of adultery he was against, and that's why those people who indulge into adulterous life suffer very badly. It's rather difficult to cure them. All these diseases which are incurable of Ganesha's problems are really difficult, because here you have insulted Sri Ganesha, and that's why he gets angry with you. Now his style is of two types. One is by which he soothes you down, he soothes your kundalini, and the second one is where he really gets angry with you and tries to punish you. These two qualities he has. So one has to be very careful when you are dealing with your morality. The morality should be a part and parcel of your being, that you should be proud that you are moral, and that you should try to lead a very moral life without torturing anybody, without troubling anybody. In Sahaja Yoga, I hope it is all very clear-cut that we have to lead a very, very moral life. Of course, all my lecture can be translated later, and I hope you will be able to enjoy it. But this is the best part of it, that today we have the birthday of Christ, the birthday of Sri Ganesha, and also on such a date, which is so well worshipped and regarded as something important in India. May God bless you. We have come to this place many a times. It's a beautiful place. You all like it. It's very rustic, absolutely in the interior. Only thing is, coming all the way from Ganpatipura, you have to spend a lot of time. All this you are doing just to enjoy the beauty of nature and to be with the nature. I have told you already that this fruit of coconut is called a Shripal, because it is the Sahasrara. And it's very surprising that this fruit knows and understands. It won't fall on any animal or on any person. If you are sleeping here, it will never fall on you. Nobody is hurt ever by this fruit. It is so sensible, more than human beings. Because we do hurt others, we do trouble others, we don't think what we are doing. But in Sahaja Yoga, there's a lot of sweetness, goodness, righteousness, and it's so encouraging. Also, so many people are there, newly married. I congratulate them, all of them. Now try to be try to be kind to each other. If you are reserved in the beginning, you will have to pay for it. Please try to be nice, kind and talkative. Not that you just keep quiet and don't talk to someone. Maybe the sort of a way of impressing others, not in our Sahaja Yoga. In Sahaja Yoga I talk too much, that's why my throat is off today, and you also talk. Talking is very important, not hiding your feelings. I've told lots of things about it, how to make a marriage happy. That would make very happy also. If you have very good marriages, we'll have very good children born to you, and then we'll have a new race of people in this world. These children will be the most powerful things for us, and they'll work out many things which we could not work out. Regarding our tour, I hope you have been happy about it. And then you enjoyed all the programs that we had. Today I am going to tell you something about the sea, because we are next to the sea here and must understand the feelings of a sea. Sea is your grandfather in a way, because he gave birth to Lakshmi, who becomes Mahalakshmi later. So the sea, which is the grandfather, we have to show all respect to him. Normally the way people are living in the West, especially, also in India, people go and use it for bathrooms. But also in the West they use it in a very funny way, that they use it for swimming and all kinds of things, by which they wear funny dresses and lead a very licentious life. This is an insult to the sea. We must respect the sea. In India we worship the sea. We have to worship the sea. And in the Greek mythology also they had as we have Varuna, they too had a god for sea. So this god for sea has to be worshipped and has to be understood and to be respected. We cannot be disrespectful. Before entering into sea, you must say namaskar to the sea. And coming out of it also, you must say namaskar. The way we behave towards the sea is not proper. As you know, because of sea, we get rain. If there was no sea, we would not have rain, we would not have anything. Sea is so important to our life. The greatest thing is, sea is the Guru, is the Mahaguru, which teaches us so many things. First of all, this Mahaguru is the one who creates salt for us. Christ has said, you are the salt. Salt of the universe. Meaning, you are the one which gives taste and all the qualities of the salt to the human being. So this sea is there, we have to learn a lot from this sea. The first of all is that it has its own maryadas. Supposing you try to press the sea from this side, it will appear on the other side. It always keeps its maryadas. Such a huge thing. Are these oceans are such huge, but they keep to their maryadas, they never cross their maryadas. While we just start encroaching on everybody's maryadas. So the maryadas of the sea is very important, that it just keeps to its own line. You can draw the line when it is a high tide. Next day, whenever there will be high tide, it will be just there. So imagine such a huge thing like an ocean can keep itself to the same maryadas, why can't we with such a personality of ours should keep to ourselves and to our maryadas? Then the second quality of the sea is that it looks after all the animals that are in it. Somehow it is a saltish thing, but there are fishes and there are all kinds of animals which exist in the sea, and that's why it is, we should say, the first life came into being in the sea. So all our forefathers long time back must have been born in the sea, and then we have become human beings. So we have no right to insult the sea where our forefathers must have existed, and then they started coming out one by one as the fish came as a reptile. Now the third quality of the sea is that it is a deep thing. It is very deep. In some places it is extremely deep. If the depth of the sea is reduced even by few feet, there will be problem all over. It keeps to its depth. It doesn't leave its depth. It keeps to its maryadas and it keeps to its depth. In the same way, whatever depth we have got in Sahaja Yoga, we should keep to that. Normally, we should not become cheap type people. We cannot afford. We have to be deep people with deep understanding of Sahaja Yoga, deep understanding of ourselves, because that's the sign of dignity. And that dignity you must have, that majestic nature of the sea you must have. Now these trees as they are, you see, are very surprisingly, they are getting all the wind from the sea. But if you go nearer the sea when they are planted, they all bend towards the sea, never away. They give their sort of gratitude by bending towards the sea, though the wind is blowing the other way now. But they are not bothered about the wind. Their gratitude is to the sea, so they bend towards the sea. Even these trees understand what it is like. Without the sea, we could not have had any transport from places to places as we have been. And also there is a great lot of wealth inside the bed of the sea, which is not yet explored, but once explored, the whole world can be very rich. But they are fighting about it, which part is ours, which part is yours, that in that fight, you know. I think all this inside the sea might shift from one place to another. And lots of wealth, which is like gold, silver, diamonds, are all embedded in the sea. And one day maybe that this Lakshmi might be discovered and we people will be enriched all over. Moreover, when we carry the transport, we carry Lakshmi from one place to another, from another place to this place. So the sea has given us that mobility and movement. I have seen the sea reacts to me very much. It reacts because if there's a light in the sea or a moon reflecting, it moves with me. I've seen it, it moves with me. The sea understands me very well because I have a special relationship and a respect for that sea. Now when you are here, I hope you'll understand the value of the sea. Because of the sea you are so much enjoying here. It is giving you such good feelings and all spirituality. There is no need to go to Himalayas. Whatever is covering his Himalayas is what is nothing but the water from the sea only. It's one of the circles that water passes to the Himalayas, then comes back as rivers, again falls into the same sea. They have to come to the sea. So it is, everything ends up here. And then it is allowed, it goes through tapasya. It allows the sun to create that cloud by suffering the heat. heat of the sun and becomes vapors. Then it goes as clouds and you get your rain. In the same way, we have to bear the heat of others, anger of others, and create vapors, means the blessings, the vibrations for others. It is with me, same thing. When I see somebody who is sick and I treat him, of course I have to bear a little bit, sometimes quite a lot. Then I absorb it and then they become vibrations. They just start flowing as vibrations. So this is what you have to learn from the sea, which is very important for Sahaja Yogis, that you absorb everything, doesn't matter. But don't get attached to it and let it become vapors and the sea can now become the vapors. As you all are here, all these vapors as vibrations should flow. This method you should try to understand by courage. Because the other day when I was coming, there was a lady sitting just on the way. Mother, her feet are out of order or something gone wrong, please treat her. Why should I treat? Why can't you treat? Are you afraid to treat someone? Then there's another one who comes up to say, Mother, you treat. Why can't you treat? You all can treat them, you can help them. And you will be surprised, the more you will treat them, the better you will be. You should venture, you should have that much courage to treat others. If you don't treat others, you won't grow. Because that is what, like the sea as you have seen, you become the vibrations. When you treat others, there are more vibrations. Why should God give you vibrations if you are not going to use it? Simple logic. Why should God give you light if you are not going to use it? Christ has said that you don't put light under a measure. That's what we are doing when we are not using our hands, our feet, our brains for Sahaja Yoga. We are not creating vibrations within ourselves. The same body that is yours can just become a bundle of vibrations if you start using these vibrations. But if you don't use these vibrations, you will have problems. Problems all the time. And you will not understand why I am doing everything, I am doing this. Because you are not using your vibrations. You have to use your vibrations in every way possible, wherever is possible, to help others to get all right, to get well. You can at the most take a bandhan if you like, if you think that it might hurt you or something. But at least use my photograph. And after the photograph, you can just touch the person. There's no harm. After all, if you are afraid even of any troubles, then what's the use of becoming a Sahaja Yogi? If the ship is not seaworthy, what's the use of making a ship? You have to be seaworthy. And that's what you have to decide, that we are going to be Sahaja Yoga worthy. And for that, we are going to absorb all the vibrations. We are going to take up everything upon ourselves. Little trouble also they have. They'll tell me 10 times. We went there, then this happened, then that happened, then this. But I never tell you anything. What happens to me? How I came here? What was there? Nothing. Because I know that all this is whatever I am doing is created into vibrations. In the same way, have faith that you are all just like the sea, like the Mahaguru, and that whatever you are doing is creating vibrations within you by which you can save so many. It's something like a cycle again, I said, that the more you give, the more you get. The more you use your vibrations, much more you will get it. It's a very nice cycle that is acting as it has acted in the case of the sea, as I told you, that the water goes to the Himalayas, comes back at rivers in the same way. Manyfold the vibrations will be growing, and I would say that we should always use our vibrations for helping others, for giving too many things to the plant, to the anything. I mean, there were some people who brought a plant, mother, give vibrations. I said, why don't you give the vibrations? There's no need even to take vibrated water. You can vibrate yourself. That state has to come, that you can vibrate your own water. You can vibrate the whole waters everywhere. There's no need to take vibrated water for me. Maybe mine is little more, but doesn't matter. But you are so many, so what? Compared to me, I am only one. So all of you can work it out and do such a lot. But have faith in yourself. As the sea has faith in itself, you should have complete faith in yourself. You must respect your self-realization. Tell every day to yourself, I am a surgeon, I am a yogi, I am a saint, I am a realized soul. I have to do this. How can I do these other nonsensical things? I have to do these good things. I have to talk to people in a sweet manner. I have to try to work it out this way. It is actually your faith in yourself is going to help. Your faith in yourself that you are a great sahajyogi, that you are absolutely surrendered to your mother, works very fast. That faith you should have that you are a surgeon. Nothing else is needed. May God bless you. So today we'll have Lakshmi Pujan because of the sea. And I think that will help everyone.